The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Yo, what's going on, Black Air Force boys and Black Air Force babes? I'm the God, Dave Temple.
And I'm the great boy, Derek Haynes.
And welcome back to another splendiferous.
That's a good goddamn word.
Splendiferous episode of No Need for Apologies. Oh, I'm stoked up. It's good to be back.
Yeah, you had a week.
Yeah, I'm getting over it. I think I'm getting over it.
But, okay, at the same time, you had a week. I also had my back got pulled again. I wound up going back to the car.
Since
Minnesota?
Since then, you fucked your back up again.
I did. I went out, worked out like a fucking asshole.
Okay.
And pulled something else.
Hey.
Back went out.
Hey.
I had to go to chiropractor and everything.
How you liking that chiropractor, though?
It's nice. I go back today, 4:45.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's weird, right? Like, you enjoy it. It feels... There's a little homophobia at first. Like, is your chiropractor a dude or a chick?
Yeah, dude. He had to rub all over my back. You're in major spasm right now. But I was thankful to God that my dick stayed, like, extra flaccid. It was like it tucked in, it inverted in. I was like, all right.
That a man makes you feel that good should not be natural, man.
Yeah,
go check out the chiropractors, man.
So my penis understood the assignment and went into my stomach.
Yeah. Yeah. Lay down and put your penis away, get your back worked on.
While
you was getting your back worked on. I guess I was recovering. My grandmother passed on New Year's Eve.
My condolences.
Yeah, I went to the funeral Monday, which was wild. Good thing my grandmother's Catholic, so the funeral was like 20 minutes.
Okay.
They are quick.
You know what I mean? My uncle was Catholic.
Yeah. In and out, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I wore my Black Air Force Ones to the funeral,
black
too.
Black Catholics with Black Air Force Ones.
I wore Black Air Force Ones because I was a pallbearer, so the Black Air Force One shoe is the appropriate shoe.
For pallbearing. Change the narrative. Carry your loved dead to the box car.
I knew when I got the call to say, hey, can you be? Absolutely. I'm not wearing shoes, though. I'm putting sneakers on.
That's well. You know what? My uncle was Catholic. You know what song they played on his way out?
What?
When he was dead? They played the fucking Darth Vader theme from Star Wars.
Because
that's what he liked.
Jesus.
So we walk in our church going, dom, bom, bom, blom, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, what the fuck is these things on?
Yeah, uncle must have been one hell of a nerd.
All geeks. All
must
my uncles
have
are terrible
one
people.
One hell of a nerd. Well, let's go ahead and introduce our guest today. Our guest today usually doesn't look so nerdy, but today she's got glasses on. I'm fucking with you only because you was insecure about the glasses. Give it up. First time on the show, man. Good friend of mine, Flutzy. How you doing, love?
Flutzy.
Yeah.
Flutzy, okay. Baby.
Welcome to No Need for Apologies.
Thank
How you doing, love?
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, yeah. So thank you for coming in. Flutzy is a flute player who I saved from OnlyFans during the pandemic.
You was playing the flute naked or something?
She wanted to play the flute.
You
naked.
Was doing your Lizzo?
So bad.
Yeah, okay.
You was getting your skinny Lizzo.
I said, girl, you got talent. Just play the goddamn
just
flute.
Just play the flute.
And it worked out for a while.
Captain Saber flute.
She's not fully.
Captain Saber musician?
Yes, Saber musician.
Captain Saber OnlyFans musician?
From the porn star route.
Right,
I
feel
like they all go there at some point, one way or another, right?
Well, yeah, yeah.
That's your emergency button.
That's a whole other conversation.
That's that button on your pussy you're pressed.
Yeah.
For the modern woman, that's a whole other conversation.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, like, hey, man.
Thoughtsgiving. We should do something.
Thoughtsgiving. Give us
the dark side of OnlyFans.
We literally only have like a couple weeks left to figure out what we want to do for Thoughtsgiving. But give us some suggestions. If you guys are in New York, we'll come out to a live show, man.
You got any friends that he didn't save that's on OnlyFans? Maybe we get them on the show.
Actually, you know what? I don't think so. I'm not sure if I know. At least not out in the open.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if I know any girls that like are doing it on the side.
Do you champion that though? Do you be like, yo, go ahead, girl, you doing the thing, right?
You know what? Okay, so this is crazy. I went to Cuba recently, right?
Okay.
And
okay.
We all know e-commerce country, blah, blah, blah. And
big,
so
big taxi cabs.
Yeah, right. And so out there, I was with my friend and I was literally trying to, I had like this genius idea. I was like, these women should have OnlyFans because they can make their own money. And then my friend is like, that's not how this works. Because they don't have the internet, really.
Right,
to
right,
just
right.
Do computers. All those things. And I'm like, wow. And here I thought I was saving bitches.
And you know
like,
what else is
Cuba
funny, too? Everyone always thinks that if you're going to sell, if you're going to make money under your oppressor, that you'll be fine. Like, I started selling drugs while living under my mom's hot roof. Guess what? I got caught and I had to go.
Yeah, okay.
Like, yeah. What do you think a Cuban husband's going to do? And he'd be like, what? What is all this?
Yeah, not even husband. I mean government, right? Like, because apparently you can't even just start a business. Like, there was another friend of mine that I still keep in touch with. And I was like, why don't you, like, there's, so late night after work, there's not a lot of taxis. So I said, well, do you have access, right away in my mind, I'm like, do you have access to a car?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, so you and your friend go splitsies and be the cab service. Like, offer it, like, word of mouth. Do,
yeah.
Do something,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, no, like, that's not how it works. And I'm like, so maybe I really don't get communism.
Oh yeah, no, you know.
Maybe I just don't get it. Like,
yeah.
Maybe you just
they
oh,
will
fucked.
Come and just take your shit. Like,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
you're just moving just around. All right, oh, and there's no one's gonna stop.
You just can't be frilly.
I mean, I.
But
am I a spoiled American or what?
Absolutely,
I
mean, we
I
all
believe
are.
You are.
We all
this
are.
This is fucking crazy.
Yeah, we
I'm
all
shocked.
Have LLC'd to do nothing. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, Build Your Child is doing good. We got a good comedy business going.
Oh yeah, that's a comedy business. But yeah. you can LLC to like do OnlyFans. You can LLC to open children's toys on YouTube. You know what I mean?
I mean,
unbox.
Unbox! Yeah. I saw that. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe the millions of views.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, yeah,
just
I mean, people
wow.
in the house, they're looking
so
for
put your
content,
titties
man.
Away and start opening up presents.
What? Right? The titties, her titties don't fully be out.
Yeah, no,
okay.
They're not.
So, oh, good. All right, yeah, you my, like the only tease.
Only
tease.
Flutie found
tees,
another.
Bro.
Only tease.
Flutie no. found another, what's the name? Tell Natalie, what's your Instagram? Do you mind sharing your Instagram so
they
can
no,
see what you do?
Yes.
And then the fans can see what you do.
Oh, yes, yes. So it's just
that.
My real name, Luisa, Luisa, and last name, LADE. V as in Victor, E, Z as in zebra.
Why did it look like you were just reading your own last name?
I know, because it's so long that I gotta like
crazy.
Stare at something while I'm like
crazy.
Talking.
You sure she's not from Cuba? Is she?
Wait, did, what is your background? I know you're in? Latina. Are you Latina? Are you
so,
something else?
Yeah, so I'm half Italian. My
half
mother was born
Italian,
in Italy.
Okay.
And then my dad was Spanish and French.
Okay.
And
okay.
his mother was born in Puerto Rico, so...
Yeah,
you,
oh, okay.
You look like a blend of all that.
I'm a blend of, you know, the Spanish and the Italian.
Yeah.
You know, the romance languages.
New York, I'm giving. Yes. So this is Flutie's page.
Okay,
Flutie
Avatar.
Is,
yeah.
Flutie is
Avatar.
A body paint model, a fashion model, but a big part of her thing is body paint on
She's
the street.
She's a Na'vi.
So okay. Her tits be out, but it's like you can't really tell.
Tits be painted. So they'd be painted
but
over.
But sometimes
the
it might be
they
a bra
are.
On. We're never 100% sure with
never
the paint.
Never a bra on. So there's always, it's like sometimes I'll put pasties on.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then, you know, you paint over the pasties and then with some little Photoshop. I mean, just to make it look seamless for the purpose of the photo. But I'll wear like a thong, you know.
I remember the first time I got familiar
with
this.
You just paint over
this.
The thong?
Yeah.
Okay. I remember my first time ever getting in touch with this concept. This was early in my comedy. Michael Blackson was having a birthday party at a nightclub in Philly.
Talk your
shit. At Transit, or one of those places. And
Transit.
We went over there after.
Over on Delaware Ave.
Yeah, all and right. There were girls in there painted up like Eagles players. So they were topless with panties on, but they
like
were
shirt,
painted.
Like clothes.
Right.
Yeah.
But they were in the club, and it was hot. And crowded.
Oh, shit.
And they was
they
leaving paint on everybody's clothes,
oh,
yo.
Oh, no.
That shit, like, they
oh,
was
no.
bad. They
That's
was bad.
Problematic.
You know what I mean? Like, but they leaving paint, like, they just moving through the crowd. You know what I mean?
Oh,
and I'm like,
shit.
this is
Everybody
disgusting.
Everybody like the Mentos commercial.
This is disgusting.
But you got paint on my goddamn suit. I paid a lot of money for this suit for y'all to be walking around with y'all fucking art. I get it.
So,
well, the good news is if it's water-based, it does come off. All right,
worse.
Hey, if I pay the cover to get in this motherfucker, because you
better.
Know dudes got to pay. Dudes, lady, there's never dudes in free before 11.
Nah.
Yeah, right.
That's the staff.
Ladies night, dudes night.
The only dudes free before 11 is the niggas that work there. That's the ones wiping down the bar. That's the only thing. We always got to pay money.
No, but deadass, hold on.
That door is sexist to the motherfucker.
But I'm going to propose a question here.
Propose a question.
Because what if it was like dudes night Friday, free before 11.
Dude should get in free.
Girls should have to pay. A bunch of guys going
to
show up and all be together.
And then they got money to buy drinks.
Yeah, and stand around with each other.
Now they got money to buy drinks. No.
Nigga, first of all.
Make the girls pay to get in, because here's the thing.
Girls won't show up, bro.
Hold on. And that's the problem. And that's fine. And we'll figure it out.
Play that. Play yours. And I'll do the solution. Go ahead.
Okay. So basically what I'm saying is, if girls have to pay, at least we know they serious.
Okay.
Like, at least, like, if a girl paying to get in the club, she looking for something.
She's
that
trying
girl
to get
committed.
In.
Right.
She committed to having a good time.
And you getting free.
I mean, we have the luxury of leaving whenever we want, because we don't really care. We didn't invest any dollars. Like,
right. We're, dudes, yeah. We play it out to the let out.
Yeah.
Till they start playing Neo
the
at the
standing.
End. Yeah.
So and then sick of still... love song. We so go all the way to so sick. Here...
And then we still play the let out. Like, is it anybody gonna fuck me in the park lot? Is anybody gonna
fuck me? I did put $80 down.
But listen, but
I did invest.
If you can guarantee me good looking guys, I'll pay. Fuck it.
Now you see what we up against. Now you see why the dudes be in line. Like, well, who
will guarantee me hot bitches then?
Who in there?
And that's the, and now they be getting dudes now in New York where, you know, they got the actors. The background women.
What do you mean? What?
Yeah.
They're hiring?
You pay like bad bitches to...
Oh, like promoter bitches and
to
shit.
To walk
yeah.
in.
Model bitches,
and then
yeah.
dudes were like,
a lot
oh,
of Chappelle
damn, them
McCon
girls is in there like that? Oh, yeah.
A lot of Chappelle parties.
How much is it?
Really?
It's 90 to get in?
I saw a bunch of them. I'm like, wait a minute.
Right.
All
right.
And
you
they all look
down.
Too good that you're just like, what's
no,
going on?
No, they
go
they
in,
look out of place.
They do their rounds. And
oh, they look out of place.
If they do their rounds. Yeah, if everybody's dressed like regular, yeah. But these chicks got on cocktail dresses.
And it's a comedy.
Oh,
this
right.
a comedy night. So.
Right.
Nah, yeah.
And all the comedians look like comedians, but who these dudes?
And if you step outside the smoke, you will see them kind of start to file out and get on the little tour bus. Like, it's over. You
oh,
know what I mean?
Wow,
but
get
they're
out
there
here.
To lure yeah. dudes in. And then, you know, they eventually make a little rounds. And some people be like, yo, it's a lot of bitches up in here. And then before you know
you
it,
know
they
what's
leave.
Crazy? So, like, okay, so because I model and stuff, I'm part of these, you know, like casting groups and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll throw
just
out castings.
Don't get on the couch, babe.
Nah, no, hold on. First off, no couch.
Just don't get on the couch, babe. You better not have some standards. Go ahead.
The point is, they send out these castings where they're like, we're looking for atmosphere models.
Yeah,
that's what they call
that's
them.
That's what an atmosphere model
and then you got to
exactly.
wear a cocktail dress. Mm-hmm. So everything you're saying is spot on.
Yeah,
because,
yeah, yeah.
But I just never go for those gigs because I'm over here like, first off, you ain't paying me enough. Like, whatever this is worth, no. Because what am I going to do? Look out of place, look like a hoe, show right. up, look cute, like, but then, no.
Yeah, why the fuck she here? So,
she's here to trick you and yeah. handing over.
She must be from facade.com. That's the girls from facade.com. They,
that would be
they
a great name
and,
for a casting.
They come in here and
oh, yeah.
Facade.com.
Facade.com.
Everything you think it is, but not.
It's a facade.
Well, let me see. How do you, Natalie, can you see, like, if you can find atmosphere
girls. Models.
Yeah, right.
Like, just to see if
models.
We can find how much it costs to have atmosphere girls.
So for the client to so that's another thing, right?
Because like rich
paying,
dudes, it's
right?
like so... it's just like escorts.
Right.
It's just yeah. like, yeah. Like...
That's what when I see that casting and pop up on my phone, I go like this. Damn. Do I really need it that bad?
Wait. I thought we was actors. We not hoes,
that's
are we?
Code words.
We're not hoes, are we?
They just got y'all with code words. No. Y'all not.
Do I need this 300? Right? Is it
y'all
off
not
the table?
Escort show. Yeah. Atmosphere models.
You're not a hoe
per se.
Right? I swear.
That's not how this goes.
Although, I've always said that. I said it on the show a lot. Whores, I call people whores in a heartbeat. And it ain't got nothing. Look, you jump.
Was?
It has nothing to do with a
who
woman
was?
Being sexual.
No.
If you are doing things you
for
don't
money?
Want to do
for money,
for money
you, a
you are
whore.
A whore.
But you're professional.
Whore. Huh?
You're professional.
A professional
yeah,
whore.
Yeah, whore. Whore.
Professional whore.
Doing something I don't want to do for money.
Right.
Whore. Take your vagina out of it.
Right.
Just use it as a metaphor.
But what? So what about the people that work their regular jobs?
Whores.
They're whores too.
Motherfuckers afraid to let them dreams out.
That's true.
Whores.
They're afraid to be broke in the meantime.
Right. Especially not
it's
only
hard
that,
to live your dreams
when
out.
You recruit,
I've been broke.
Yeah.
Still got the dream off.
When
huh?
you recruit other people.
I ain't nobody.
To come to your minimum job? What's up?
I call my cat a whore all the time because she gets extra friendly to me when she knows I'm going to feed her.
Exactly.
Give her something.
Oh, yeah.
Pet whore.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Pet
cats are whores.
Whores you
they
can
They don't want to be there.
They got their asshole exposed.
Yeah. And that's the thing.
That's
does
true.
Your cat? Does your cat ever run out the front door just a little bit and then roll
she
around?
She peeks her head out.
Yeah. And then she realizes like, fuck, I can't make it without her.
Yeah.
Let me go in here and play nice.
Then you go beat her, then you give her some pills and some wine, and run a bath for your cat, she whore.
We on. We on. You didn't find nothing in there?
We're doing good. We got to do plugs.
The problem is that on Google, it'll always say like, oh, atmosphere model, and you click on it, and it's like atmosphere scientist. So I'm like looking.
Oh, okay. I see. Yeah.
All right. No worries about
see,
it.
They try to make it seem like you're smart.
Yeah.
I'm going to call y'all the walkthrough girls.
I found this, but.
I like how he puts it on her.
It doesn't give a price
atmosphere
or anything.
Modeling. No, yeah.
Atmosphere modeling.
Okay, because yeah, that's for them. I'm trying to figure out where to hire these girls.
I think a gig for maybe like four
hours.
It's like background work, probably
$75.
Nah, it's like $250 or $300.
No, they better not. They better not be getting that. Because
for 4 hours of my time?
Dudes make moot. Like, as a background actor, you could be on set for 18 hours.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Hours.
And you make like $167.
Right. You know what I mean?
I've done it. I did background acting twice.
Yeah.
And you was on The Walking Dead?
Fuck this. No. Oh, okay. I was on Empire, was it?
Yeah.
And what the hell was the other show that I did for? It don't even fucking matter because honestly, that one whole day, and you're just, I'm like dressed up, just waiting around. Then they're like, okay, we need you to come in. I'm like, okay, I don't know. And some people religiously do this. Like, they do this.
You know some what I say to like them? Really acting.
You know what I say to them? Pays to learn how to act. Pays to learn how to act.
Take the class, you whore.
I don't even know what the fuck
just sign
background
up to be,
is.
Whatever, huh?
Spend the fucking money.
That's why you eat last, whores.
I've been on SAG since 2014.
How do you get to SAG? You need to get 3 waivers. Right.
If you're going that way, you get a show.
You land a show on MTV.
Just land the show and then that's it.
If you have principal roles, eventually they're going to come after you.
Yeah, they just come after you.
Yeah.
And you just got to pay dues.
So he's saying that like they, like, you know, like he, like a doctor today was like, hey, nigga, we want that due money.
Because I was making.
He was dodging it for a while.
Because I was making fucking. My first time making like $7,000 an episode for some TV shit. Yeah, they was coming for me.
There you go. There you go.
2015. Oh, what a year to learn.
Well, while we talk about making money, this is a good time to put some plugs out here.
Dave, you don't tell.
Let's get some plug music going on, man, so we can get out on the road and make some more money out there. Guys, Flutie, real fast, do you have anything to plug? Website, social media?
Just my social media. Yeah, painting.
Dude, check her out, man. Look at her do the paints, man. Look at her body.
Comment, like, share, grow me to 10K. You know what's funny? Speaking of OnlyFans, I was like, if you get me to 10K, I'll start an OnlyFans.
Whore.
That sound like whore to me.
I mean, I'm not trying to be.
You don't want to be on OnlyFans. You don't even want to do it.
I'll put my body art on OnlyFans.
You know what? Here's the funny thing.
I'll start a face paint.
Do birthday party.
What I've noticed, though, there's a difference between, like, once you hit a certain age, you got to get naked.
Really?
Like, the young girls, they don't get naked online.
What the hell?
I be on Twitter looking for them. They be in their clothes. Like, we not naked.
No.
Nah, the older women be promoting. All right, we'll get back to it. Derek, what you got coming up, man?
All right. February. Where are we going, February?
Oh, okay. Could you pull the show dates up there, please?
Because January over. Boom. We can't promote January.
This probably will come out. We'll already be done the Emos Theater. Or maybe we'll still be at the Emos, which I believe it's Emmaus. I put it in the thing.
Somebody said it to me yesterday. Somebody said, you're going to be an Emmaus next month?
Yeah.
I said, what the fuck?
So check us out together January 28th, Allentown, Pennsylvania at the Emmaus Theater.
Emmaus.
2 weeks after that, we'll be returning to Pennsylvania to Pottstown. Soul Joel Comedy Club and Lounge. Not on the date yet, but I do need to put that up there. Tickets are available February 23rd, Austin, Texas, Creek in the Cave, one night only. Make sure you guys check that out. February 25th, we will be making our way to Houston, Texas, to the Secret Group. All of those tickets are available at the link in the bio, anywhere you follow NNFA Podcast on all social media platforms.
Speaking of Texas, all my South by Southwesters.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm in a movie that's doing the world premiere at South by Southwest called Wrath of Becky.
Oh, shit.
I'm like a nice little 15-minute funny part in a horror movie that I didn't die in.
Nice.
So when you watch, it's going to be blood and gore and guts, but there's a part with your boy in there just making some funny jokes.
Dope.
And look out for this show in April called Bupkis on Peacock.
Okay. So, you know, we out here, we're working, we're doing our thing.
We out here working.
Kid, that music right there. And, you know, we always end plugs with just a little a recap.
Okay.
Of a conversation that we've had from NNFA past.
Hi there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in the states where Delta 8 is legal.
Legal?
Hey, you want to get high?
Huh?
Like really high?
Say word.
Like really super duper legally high?
Get the legal out of here.
Well, now it's time to go to YoDelta.com so you can stock up on high quality, lab tested Delta 8.
Lab like science.
Yeah, man.
Oh, all right.
And you know, when you mix science and getting high, hey, you trying to have a good
stratospherical
time. Once white boys start breaking out the beakers.
Oh, yeah.
And
the Bunsen burners.
And the torches. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We getting high.
Are we getting
so
high?
If you're over the age of 21 and you're living in the majority of the states where this is legal, you can go to YoDelta.com and stock up on Delta 8.
Say word.
What is Delta 8? It's found in hemp and can be legally shipped to various states and get you high.
Hemp and legally shipped?
Yeah. Go to YoDelta.com. You can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs.
Wow.
I can tell you that Delta 8 works and that these products should be taken responsibly.
Responsibly.
Don't
friends
be
don't
showing
friends.
Up in front of the comedy club. I'm high on Delta
friends
8.
Friends don't let friends.
Derek, can I touch your hair?
Yeah, I don't like that shit.
No, don't do that. So once more, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off. Once more, that's promo code GAS, G-A-S, for 25% off. Yo Delta, home of Delta 8 that will get you super high.
Super duper.
Let's get back into it.
Let's get back into the show. Oh, shout out to them clips, nigga. Them clips funny as fuck. The ones we did in Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you guys follow us on the page. You mean, see that? And you
we
know,
got
see
clips
we're doing
up. You know y'all like clips.
Make sure you guys come to our town. But check this clip out.
Let's just say you talking to a homegirl. Okay. You cool with her. But
all right.
She look good. And somebody else walk up and put on a show. And you'd be like, hey, what if I was trying to fuck? Like, just out of curiosity. Because the show that you just put
the
on.
Show, the show. Oh, them third show niggas.
Fuck, you was going to undercut me. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. So now what's going to happen? Is the Faye going to be hypothetical? Or are you going to fight him over some hypothetical principle?
No.
Like, hypothetical principle.
No. It's not.
Because you don't know if you're going to get it. That's wild.
It's I'm not, fighting you because of the what if. Like, we got to.
It's not good.
Robbie Hayes.
Just, shout out to the legendary Rob Hayes. That was a fun episode. That episode is available on GasDigitalNetwork.com along with all episodes from the previous. So if you haven't missed
what
if missed
I
that,
was trying to
that,
fuck? Like, damn,
yeah,
dude.
You
but
can
I feel
up.
That, though. I felt that conversation because
you
I feel like.
Calls.
That's what women do all the time in their head.
Okay,
always,
women do this to each other
also.
It's always
the what if.
Really?
Yes.
Hold
women
on, wait,
will
wait, wait.
React to men based on the what if in their mind and not what's actually happening,
ain't
right?
Isn't that crazy?
Isn't that fucking crazy?
Okay.
I know. We know it.
But I'm talking about, and that thing, I was talking about like the dudes putting on a show to like, if I'm hanging with you, right? And we walking down the street, we cool.
Right.
We homies. Yeah.
And I know this has happened.
Right.
So go ahead.
But all of a sudden, somebody that I know, walk up and be like, oh, what's happening?
Who
yo,
that?
Who does?
Fruit.
Oh, right,
fruit.
And now.
Fruit tea?
You ever see that? Like, you, no one can get a word
don't
in.
Don't act like you ain't see. I've
no
actually seen that done.
This guy is now performing so hard.
Right.
And you're like, hey, bro. Like,
it's called putting on the third show.
Right.
Like, his job is over. This right now is some new show.
It's something
that you
got to
put the fuck on because he trying to fuck.
Have you seen guys put on a show for you and undercut they homie?
I mean, in my life, I'm sure I feel I'm getting flashbacks. Yes, it's happened 2 times.
Do you remember what's the weirdest thing a guy did to get your attention?
The weirdest thing?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, aside from, listen, I don't know, online even, right? Online, guys, just yesterday, some guy, I'm going to the gym. I said, this year is the year of the peach, right? So my peach is going to be like, it's on the come up this year. You know what I mean?
That's your ass?
Yeah, my
yeah,
ass.
Okay. Just be making sure we're on the same.
Not
some
that
people
peach.
Call it
I know,
peach.
That's
pussy
true.
Is a peach.
The fuzzy peach, yeah.
We need to take
remember
a poll
that
on that.
That nigga had that one year? I could eat a peach for hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway. So yeah, go ahead now.
Yeah, but what's he talking about with which peach?
Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying.
Good point, right?
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
No, that was from that. He's talking about the movie Face Off.
No, I got you. But I'm saying like, at
but Face Off was like early '90s. I don't think eating back peach was a
girl
when she did the booty like groceries.
Yeah.
All the food changed the ass.
Right.
All the ass references was food.
We want to talk about that.
No,
young
that's
people.
True.
Young
that's
people.
True.
I'm
they
old.
I know. Me too.
Older people. We were joking. We were joking about ass eating. Young people took it seriously.
Took it serious. And they go in from the back.
Yeah.
It's like they put their fucking nose
in the
little
asshole.
Hole.
I had suspected that that's why Flucy was wearing glasses today. She's totally, I'm getting over an eye infection.
Listen, I do. I have a little, in fact, that's why. First appearance and only, probably, in glasses.
You said she was diving in ass?
No, I wasn't diving in no ass.
Her nose looked like a shark fin a little bit.
Excuse me.
Like you went down there.
Don't get, fuck you. You know what?
Her nose looked like a shark fin.
Bluest.
My head is like a shark fin. You was down there, you was scuba diving ass.
I don't scuba dive, no ass. First off, if I'm supposed to be an animal, I'm a bird. I'm not a shark.
Uh-huh.
So, okay, so I fly above bitches, all right?
So, oh, wow.
Yeah,
you worked
right.
on that.
Oh,
so go on with your peach. That was rehearsed.
She came up with that
what
during the pandemic.
What mirror did you do that
in
this morning?
House.
Did you have that playing with rain
There's
in the background?
Nothing,
is
listen,
that a self-affirmation thing?
Very soothing.
Very soothing. So very go on. It was the year of the peach.
Year
you was
peach.
At the gym and some
and
nigga did what?
So what's the weirdest thing some guy did, has done, whatever, to get my attention? This guy is like, wow, you know, I love that you're working on it so that you could finally fart in my face.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay. Who are you, bro?
Okay.
Who are you?
I thought it was going to be something along them lines. I thought he was going to, like, piss in my mouth.
I swear to God. Yeah. And you know what?
Close.
People
that's
don't
like,
understand.
That's the, that was the second
people,
thought.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something right now. All right?
Come on, fart butt.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something.
Come on,
I'm going to tell you something right now, all right?
Go ahead.
People out here be loving scat porn, all right? And they don't say nothing. They don't say nothing, but they want you to shit all over them, fart in their face. I mean, all of that. It's crazy because
I'm glad
I get the
I'm
DMs.
Not that percentage.
Yeah,
I get the
so
DMs.
I'm so glad I'm not
I'm not
there.
In that percentage.
People
I don't have, that's not my case.
That's a weird thing to open up with too, man.
Hey, straight out the gate.
Open
straight
right
out
up
the
with
gate.
That.
What's
right
up, Natalie?
Swear to God.
Porn.
Got a DM like that this weekend.
Poor Natalie.
Look at you, see?
Natalie,
look at this.
Natalie, and it was Gas look, fans. You've been trying to hide your social media to avoid this.
I know, it was on my public page too.
Yeah.
See, Nat,
so a dude
understand.
That has made normal comments to like about content I've put out, I'm like, oh, this guy's normal. Out of nowhere was like,
nah,
I would
normal.
Love to lick your asshole or
yeah.
something like
God,
that. And I'm like, dude,
damn.
It's 5 p.m. Like, what are you doing?
It's 5 p.m.
Where are you?
It's
good
9,
for that.
It's 9 p.m. somewhere.
And now you probably got them. You probably eat like soup. Like you eat a lot of soup. This fart's probably terrible. God, these niggas out here are gross, nigga.
Nah, you have no idea, to be honest. Like, you don't get these DMs. Actually, speaking of, I'm curious. What's the craziest, weirdest thing a woman has ever DM'd you or sent you or like to get your attention?
Girls are too slow.
Girls
meaning
too slow.
Girls start off with hi.
Girls ain't got no game.
Yo,
no game.
Wild. Yeah, it's because that's important. And I'll dismiss people
right.
in a heartbeat because
right.
you got to build the girl
right.
up.
You're
Go
right.
ahead. What's up?
I had a big bitch. She DM'd me eating an ice pop really fast.
Yeah.
Like it was a dick.
Uh-huh.
She just ate it real fast. I was like, I said, you're going to get a brain freeze fucking around.
Yeah.
So I was.
That's what I feel bad where I'm
she
like,
sent
hey.
You a video?
Yeah.
That was
I was like,
her
you're
going
to get a brain freeze. Cool out. I get what you're trying to do.
Like,
but girls don't have game. They just got looks.
That's
girls
really
are so bad in the DM.
Terrible.
I feel gay.
Terrible.
I'd be like, I am not interested in none of this shit.
It's
wow,
two texts.
Really?
I'm getting ready for bed. Then it's titties.
Right.
Two texts.
Two, hey, how you doing? Getting ready for bed. Here come the titties.
Yeah.
That's all they. That's all y'all got, man.
Okay, so what's the ideal flow? Like, not the titties right away, not the ass right away. Not
the ideal
not
flow
the sucking
is I pop. Meet her out.
Yeah,
she
you
finds
gotta,
me
yeah.
funny. We sit and drink.
But you got.
I drink a ginger beer.
Right.
She drinks a wine, just one.
Yeah.
Just one.
Hey, you wanna get out of here? And there was no phone at all. There was all no right. DM.
This do sound okay. weird.
This chick woke up my bed
we
off
don't,
of sheer charm.
We don't drink. Neither of us drink, right? Like,
Dad.
I'll drink every now and again,
I'm
but
not a drinker.
So, coming up to approaching us drunk,
oh,
you
no,
already
yeah.
lost.
You
yeah.
already lost.
You already
yeah.
lost.
Especially
yeah.
with me.
I remember the last time I tried to go home with a drunk chick, and I was just like, I don't know how I
instant
ever did
regret,
this.
Instant regret, right?
Like, yeah. I changed my mind walking to the train.
Right.
And that's this show. We wasn't even at Uber status, so this was like, I should have been appreciative that this lady was trying to fuck my broke ass here in New York, but she was drunk. She was drunk off whiskey, and she was like,
nope.
Oh,
before
it's not
we
sexy.
Get to the train,
and
it's like,
sexy.
Oh, so you about to put garlic
sobriety
in the mix with all this
me.
Whiskey? You know what I mean?
And
now,
garlic too. Oh,
it don't matter what you saying on the train. I'm done. Like we got
done.
Off. We got off the train together.
I might as well be a vampire,
like,
bitch. You gotta get out. Of here.
I'll see you later.
It you
was
gotta
nice
go.
To know you.
She thought she was getting it in, but
Yeah, and good for her because I see why she thought that. You know what I mean? She's like, yeah, I'm about to get comfortable. You know?
Y'all have nerve. Y'all have nerve. I'm about to tell a dirty story, but it's just no need for apologies. Girls have nerve. I remember one time some girl got me to the crib. She told me she wanted to fuck in front of all my friends, but I didn't want to fuck her, so she made my friends peer pressure me.
Wow.
So I had to take her home.
Is that game? I think that's game.
Yeah, that's game. Yeah. But here comes.
That's weird because if a dude did that to a chick.
Yeah,
that's
she
rape.
Pressured
but
me.
That's rape.
Well,
she got me home.
No. If I get all of your friends to pressure you into sleeping with me, is that. That's pathetic, right?
Oh, damn. But I.
Think like about it.
I didn't even.
Come on. Well, put women, them paints together in your mind.
Yeah, right. If a man. But girls are not. They don't. Girls are the cock blockers of the world. Like, girls don't come together and be like, yeah, bitch, you get that. Like, girls don't do that.
Pretty girls
don't
do that.
Because they
ugly chicks give a fuck.
Yeah. Ugly chicks cheer each other on.
You better go get that, man.
Yeah, no.
You don't know when that's going to happen again. I'm just fucking around. But now, get it back to the joint.
They do it privately.
Say it again?
They do it to each other privately before they go out. But then once they're out there, they don't follow up.
Oh, the shitting on each other thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. What's the weirdest thing, Luke Flutie, what's the weirdest thing you've ever done to get a guy's attention?
Oh,
do you remember?
Shit.
And it may have been young, you know what I mean? Fruity. But can you remember something where you were like, oh, wow, I was really putting it
you
out
know,
there.
You know, but that's a, I guess I'm just rather normal, if you could say that about it. I don't think I've ever done anything weird to get a guy's attention.
Really?
I just speak to them. Like,
you never felt afterwards like,
no,
that was
no,
like,
never.
Okay.
And also I'm on the same wavelength. Like, I don't think it's attractive to be sloppy drunk. So generally speaking, I'm never sloppy drunk.
Yeah.
Like, have I had one more than I should have sometimes? Yeah, but then I'm more retarded. I'm just more like, like, what's up? Like, just funny, stupid bullshit, you know? But I've never gotten to the point where I'm like slurring and like, oh my God, take me home.
I don't think slurring people know they slurring now.
No, I don't
think slurring. I don't think drunk people know how dumb they look in front of Derek Gaines. That's I'd be like, when drunk people approach me, especially girls, I'd be like, oh my God.
That should be a fun series.
How do you not see yourself? Right?
Where is Gay Blind Mike at? Can we get him to show up at a comedy club one night and just film drunk women approaching Derek Gaines?
It's bad. I love when a chick is sober. Like, when a chick pull up to me sober, you already got 25%.
We have to do this. We have to.
You're already
you
a quarter
up.
In, but yeah. If you drunk and it's just I smell like cologne,
right? And
you smell like whatever the fuck.
Would
you
do
drinking.
This? Would you wear? Would you wear a mic and just stand in front of the stand? Or does it, where
Absolutely.
Is there more drunk chicks at the stand or at the cellar?
I gotta do the cellar. That's when you get the bullshit.
Okay.
When you do the cellar and they come out, oh, they say something stupid, or they try to grab for the weed. Oh, I hate that shit.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. They try to
Girls
grab for the weed. I'm saying, please,
Girls
no
touch
way.
Your hair. Yeah. They mistake you for John Laster.
Oh my God, I'm dead.
Every time these white bitches come to me, I'm like, you mean to tell me I look like John? You can't even tell us apart.
Oh,
I hate y'all. Oh, I'll go in.
Hilarious.
Wow. I love a sober chick, man.
Y'all don't look anything alike.
No, nothing alike. But
nothing
go,
alike.
You know, when you're drunk at the comedy club, yeah,
you just see black and you go, okay, he must have been on stage. So, yeah, now we can do that.
Yeah, we'll see.
Because it's astounding how approachable I am, I guess, when chicks are drunk. And then it's bad after that.
Can I tell you, like, real talk, though? Like, because I met you before, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought you were one of the most unapproachable men I think I've ever been around.
That sounds about right.
I swear to God,
and
you seem you are very nice right
I am
now.
Nice, yeah.
You I think you're
well,
very
you
nice.
On my show, I ain't gonna
I don't imagine. But I mean, but for real, and I came in.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I say, who the fuck is that when I walked in? And I was like, and they was like, it's Fruitsy. I said, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
But no, but you
Derek,
wanna
nah,
be
Derek
no, but for real.
Pay attention to our weekly calls.
I don't. I said, who the fuck is that sitting down? But yeah, so I am a little. But
no,
it ain't nothing
real.
Like I smell good and all that shit. I'm just not an approachable. I'm just
you're
not.
You're
my
totally
mom
not.
And my auntie and my grandma kind
of
taught
it's
me.
A part of
no,
the Black
but
Air
a part
Force
of me.
Culture,
I was
though.
So nice to you too. Like we were in the same group of people. We know the
fuck.
Same people. I know.
I
and
fuck.
I was
I
just
you.
Like, I was like, well, how do you get to know people then?
Well, you're on the show now.
Oh,
you know, you do face
God.
Paint.
Right.
Face paint.
He saved you from OnlyFans. I'm learning everything I gotta learn. What do you want from me? You learning right now.
This is what I love about this.
What do you want?
There are men who have been in the same circle with Flutie that want to get to know her, and she's like, I don't give a fuck. Like, get the fuck away.
No, I never like that.
I'm just turning the mirror on you.
Get the fuck out of here. Flutie,
don't exist.
Flutie, you were on a show at Compound years. There's no way everyone who approached
the fuck
you
out. Go ahead.
As a fan of that show was someone you wanted to have a conversation
Listen,
with.
Listen, I've literally never, ever, ever, ever dismissed somebody.
Okay.
The way that this man right here dismisses people. I swear to God, I thought it was so rude. I thought you were so fucking rude. And
you
I was just like.
It's good. And he remembered it, didn't you?
I mean, yep. I'm surprised right now.
Exactly.
I got real estate.
That's why he does
real estate.
That's
listen,
why he does
that's
estate,
not
yeah.
good. That's
I
want,
got real estate.
You want real estate in the Upper East Side or you want real estate like
Well, my girl lives in Upper
Staten
East Side.
Island.
My girl lives in Upper East Side. My girl lives in Upper East Side. We're doing good. I came
yeah,
from
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
I came
on.
From there.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
What you need to do is go, you don't owe me rent.
Hold on, hold on. Him paying you attention, is that real estate in the Upper East Side of Staten Island? Which one are you?
Wu-Tang! Okay. Woo! Fruity from the Woo!
No.
You from the Wu-Tang!
No,
she Wu-Tang.
Listen, first off, I'm from the Bronx.
That's she what
I'm
a bird. You she ain't right, a shark. Right, right. She a bird, not a
I'm
shark.
I'm a bird. And not the bad way either.
That's a bird right over there. Not the shark. That's a bird.
I'm a fucking toucan, baby.
Oh, toucan. Yeah. The nose. I get it.
All right. Yes. Now, this is also mind-blowing. Flutie, you're from the Bronx.
Yes.
From the Bronx.
You grew up in the Bronx.
Born and raised, yeah.
Right. And what do you know about this shoe in front of you?
Oh, wow. You know what? Almost nothing.
Nothing.
I mean, I know that a lot of people wore them around. I know that if you stepped on this on this shoe, like in middle school.
Some crime went down.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Fight broke out.
Yeah,
real quick.
Yeah.
So you step on somebody's shoes? Nah, you over. It's done.
Well, this thing here has, you know, we've started changing the narrative on this show around the Black Air Force One. That's where we are, the Black Air Force boys. You know, we might not look approachable, but guess what?
You look approachable.
We all are.
This
you know
guy,
what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
What's wrong? I got a gallery department. It's French.
It's French.
So what's so unapproachable? I mean, my beard's a little rusty, but I smell pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why am I not approachable?
Yeah, it was your attitude at the time.
Oh, yeah, no. Nah, it's probably the same now.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't change.
We be at work too. We be at work. That's the other thing. People like to talk to you like.
Nah. We were in the circle already. We were just.
She brought it chilling.
She brought it back
up. We were chilling.
Yeah.
I can't. I just had to. Listen, but you know what?
Kumbaya, Flutie. Kumbaya. You gotta get a kumbaya.
I'll get over it.
Oh, Lord.
Kumbaya. Kumbaya. Kumbaya.
I liked
right.
it.
You'll be right.
We don't have a fuck you Derek Gaines. We should get one.
Yeah, because a lot of people say that.
Fuck you, Dave Temple.
But that shit is great, but I didn't
fuck you. Who else says fuck you, Dave Temple?
Luby?
Yeah, Luby Popovich.
Oh, what happened with Luby?
She was fucking around. He was joking with her. Yeah. Like, we joking with you.
Yeah, we got all kinds of clips. We got Luby saying the N-word on this joint, too.
What?
Luby pulled the N-word out. That shit was so funny. Made it look racist. It was great. You should try it, too.
Nah. I mean, well, you know what, though? In the Bronx, they say it all the time. It don't matter what color you are.
Oh, yeah, you are. My nigga.
Yeah, everybody.
So that's what I was about to ask you. As we talk about the Black Air Force One and being that you're from the Bronx, right? The shoe, right? It's supposed to be direct to represent like the shoe, the scumbag. This dude's a scammer. He's going to pull up. You know, he's going to do all kinds of wild shit.
Okay.
We ask everybody on the show, and I'm going to ask you, like, has there ever been a time in your life that you should have apologized, but
you didn't?
The truth?
I'm going to say maybe 4 minutes ago when you came on here and accused my co-host of being unapproachable.
Yeah, that's fine.
But that's fine. This is what I'm here for. I mean, get that. I've accepted that role. But go ahead.
No, but honestly, really, like if I think about my temperament and personality just as a person, a lot. Like really a lot. And it never comes from a bad place, really.
Soul search, babe.
Soul search. Oh, God. But I'm trying to think of like an instance of time. That I should have apologized. All right, let's do this.
Okay.
I was dating a guy.
Dating a guy.
And I ride a bicycle around town. That's like my little car, you know, in the city. And
basket? Little basket?
I did have on this bike, there was a basket.
You struck me as a girl with a basket on the
Listen,
bike.
Let me tell you something. And now I have a Trek, no basket, all right? So at this time, the back tire got stolen. And the guy I was seeing at the time was just trying to be nice, right? So he went out and figured out, you know, asked me for the speed, whatever it was. He went out and bought me a tire. Mm-hmm. But the problem was when I got it appraised, right? All the mechanics were just like, trash the shit because it was very, very old and it's time for a new one. He's like, it's not worth it to even fix it. And the tire he also bought was wrong and this and that. So I like got really upset. Instead of just being like, oh, thank you so much, like that was so sweet, I was just like, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you spending your money? This is fucking ridiculous. Like, coming off real fucking Bronx,
and
you know what I mean?
Unapproachable.
Unapproachable, I swear. I'm self-sabotaging.
This man is trying to do a nice gesture for you.
And I'm fucked up.
Money came out of his pocket.
Yeah, and I was just like, what the fuck is wrong? You got the receipt for this shit. I was like, you got the receipt because what's wrong with you? Like, why would you do this?
And you had an old-ass bike.
That guy.
And it was, the whole shit. It was just all the facts put together.
He approached you the right way. He showed his value.
Right.
He showed that he cared.
And she threw the beach cruiser at him. She threw the beach cruiser at him.
That's my bike, punk.
Yeah. She threw the cruiser at him.
Because in my mind, I cared about him too. So I was just like,
oh, you knew the guy. You knew the guy.
We were dating.
Okay, you did say that.
But it was just like, why are you spending your money unnecessarily? That was my take, right? Yeah. Like, why are you so stupid?
Y'all was living together?
No.
I've been there.
And the best part about it, this was probably in the first month too. So he's over here this bitch. Like,
I've been there before. Yeah, like when
this bird is a bird.
For some reason, you just feel like it's so tight.
You call yourself a bird. I'm
like, listen, because I don't want to be no shark, okay? Shark fin at that. Not even the whole shark.
You'd rather be a bird than a shark, really?
You'd rather be a bird than a shark?
Birds are pretty and they get courted by other birds.
Oh, all right.
You don't think sharks can be fucking?
I mean,
sharks gotta fuck. What are you talking about? They only do swim.
Yeah, but how do they court each other?
What you mean?
How do sharks?
They smile at one another.
Oh, so you want a date? You know?
Yeah, shark. I want the feathers and the fucking the whole show.
Oh, you want the whole show?
Yeah.
You know what's funny? Want a pillow fight.
I know. You know what's funny?
All them feathers.
Outside of my window, right? There's a
what? A
the
nest?
Street. The street sign, and the birds. They just live in a little tube at the top of the street sign. Like, it's not a good life. I like that you think. Birds have it well.
Yeah.
Nah, they don't.
They be hanging on my Wi-Fi cord in the back of my drink. They be hanging on the wires. Yeah. They be like, Fruitsy!
Just out there.
Fruitsy, get the fuck away from the cord! Fruitsy! Flutesy? Oh. Flutesy bird? Oh, all right.
The Flutesy bird. It's a flute. Special kind
so you're a flautist?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, like a professional flautist?
I played at Carnegie Hall. I'm not professional right now. But
you played at Carnegie Hall? Yeah. You know what they say. That's how you get to Carnegie Hall. Practice.
Practice.
Yeah,
lots of practice.
Yeah, that's good though, man.
I played a few times there, and when I was younger, yeah.
What, like a school thing or?
Yeah, I was a part of these like the best of the borough.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I was like principal chair, and then I won a competition. I actually, when I was 12, I won a competition to play with the New York Pops Orchestra.
Well, I can see because nasally, you got a lot of open air.
First off,
so you could play.
I'll have you know something, okay?
It's good.
It's like lung capacity.
Yeah, and the nose, there's enough air in it because you got big holes in your face. So you could and play.
Let's measure our holes in our face, all right? Like me and you. Tit for tat. Look at your nose.
Measuring holes.
Yeah,
let's measure holes like some OnlyFans shit.
That's a good opening line for a DM. That's a good
one. Let's start measuring holes.
Let's measure our holes.
Take note. If you were to come in my DMs, like, yo, let's measure holes in our faces. I'd be like, you know what?
Flutes is the shit.
I mean, what you mean by that?
Flute root is cool. Yeah. Cool for flute root.
Excuse me.
So let me ask you this, because this is actually a good thing, right?
Like,
because that sounded like the guy that you were doing was kind of like a white Air Force One energy. I don't know whether you would have a bias on dating guys that wear black Air Force Ones or not. I might be wrong about you because I thought.
I need to ask a question though. So what's the stigma with the black?
Like that they're not
all black.
They're not a fly guy. Yeah.
They're not a fly guy.
Yeah.
Really?
Like the white shoe. Obviously, that's fresh. You can only wear them like 6, 7, 8 times if you're a real New Yorker. This is the guy that he's not worried about getting fresh, and he's probably up to something.
He's dirty as fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
You know what I mean?
He's gonna throw a tuna can at your head.
It's a wild thing. I wanna play a game with you. This is the first time we ever play this game that we just developed. It's called Is He the Black Air Force One?
Oh shit.
Okay.
All right. Is he the Black Air Force One?
So I'm gonna ask you just a couple questions where I'm going to compare two types of guys, and you tell me which one you would prefer based off of the description that I read out.
The one that doesn't want me to fart in his face. I'll tell you straight off the rip.
There we go. Callback.
Right? Yeah. If that guy, if whoever you are out here listening, don't ask me to fart in your face.
Okay. So are you not a farter?
I mean, we all fart, but I'm just saying, like, not in my face.
Because here's the thing, the guy who will let you fart in his face, he's also going to be okay with it in the apartment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's like, also going to be wearing Air Force Ones, black. that's the guy.
Okay. I like it. So now she's leaning away from the black Air Force One guy. This is good. Yeah. All right.
She's leaning away.
Natalie, are you ready with the pictures?
Okay, let's see.
All right.
I'm excited to play.
All right.
It's like this or that.
Yeah, yeah. So here's the first description. Would you prefer a guy that's casual, laid back, plans are kind of loose, just, you know, as long as you guys are together and hanging out. There's no real, like, structure on a date. And as far as, like, who's paying for it, you'll just, you guys will figure it out when the bill comes.
Nah, but,
like,
automatically, fuck that. Okay. Black Air Force
One. Let me hear the next.
Wow.
Or would you prefer the type of guy who knows what he wants yes. to eat and he shares that with his lady?
Yes.
He'll even pick the place.
Yes.
Who will prepare his outfit.
Yes.
From the hat down to the yes. shoes. And you don't have to pay.
Absolutely. Who the fuck? If you're a woman and you don't pick that answer, you're dumb. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Show them the guy that she's wanting there, Natalie.
Oh, no. Who's this?
Yep.
What is this?
Popeye's chicken sandwich release.
What the fuck is
he
this?
He got his outfit ready.
You crazy. You
so if you
crazy.
A chick, you just
you
dumb.
You crazy.
Now, it just checked all your boxes.
What
it
do you mean? All your
boxes. He knows what he wants to eat.
Wait,
he knows
this is an actual person?
Yeah, listen. Yeah.
That he knows this? He wants a chicken sandwich chicken from Popeye's. Sandwich. Yeah. So you guys are going to, you don't even have to pick a restaurant.
You don't have to pick a restaurant.
He knows what it is.
What the fuck?
All right.
He's picking for you.
You forgot to add something to this description.
No, we didn't. No, the fuck, we didn't. We said everything.
He picked the place. He prepared his outfit from the hat down to the shoes.
You forgot to mention the firearm.
And you don't have to pay.
That's why you have to pay.
I ran through everything for
you. That's why? Because he was going to rob the joint.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
As opposed to the guy who has no plans and you might have to pay.
Come on, Fruits. Come on, Fruits.
Now I know what kind of game we playing.
Come on, Fruits.
I'm going to keep my trap shut.
Come on, Miss Fruits.
Nah. Give me the next one. I'm ready. I'm ready now.
Give me the next one.
Give me the next one.
Come on, Miss Fruits.
Fuck this.
We having fun. This
fucking
shit.
Firearm bullshit.
All right.
with not even a fitted. That was a beanie bullshit thing.
We didn't say, but it was just about did he pick his outfit? And he did. He planned.
You
I did. You know why? Because the outfit in my mind, actually.
Don't start with this shit. Do the next one.
Involved like Ferragamo and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what you thought.
Yeah, that's what that's I thought like what exactly.
Damn. Black Air Force boys, we up.
We up. We are up.
All right.
Damn. Paint models love us.
Yeah. All right. Now, would you like a guy sensitive? Like, almost like moans. During sex,
ooh,
you know
shit.
What I mean?
He
might even sing to you R&B or
acoustic,
you know,
maybe.
Almost like The Weeknd.
Okay.
Okay. You know, probably a little wild hair. All
I'm
kind
scared
of stuff
to like anything you're saying, but go ahead.
Or, you know, a guy with a bit more prowess, you know, maybe a bit more of a growl.
You know, to fart in my face type
maybe
shit.
Maybe like a DMX. Are you into more of a DMX or more of The Weeknd?
Yeah.
You know what? I could be both, actually. But it depends on the mood.
This chick
okay.
Green, this shit.
Okay.
Could be both.
Yeah.
So I gotta pick one.
Yeah.
The owner,
DMX or
the singer?
Would you go for a DMX or The Weeknd?
Damn. All right. You know what? Let's go for the singer this time.
Going for the singer.
Yeah. Let's go for the baby. What do you mean?
Wrong answer.
That was wrong answer.
I thought I was gonna sell her on DMX.
Oh, okay.
Show her what
yeah,
the picture
well, now,
was.
Yeah, well, who'd I
show
get?
The picture,
what the fuck I get
yeah,
now?
If you just chose DMX in general.
She would chose X. And we're like, yeah, you dating the Air Force One.
See? Yeah. One for one. One all for right. one. I have a little class. Let's yeah. go.
Okay.
Class.
All right.
Just a tiny bit. Let's go.
All right. Would you rather date a guy that is a hard worker? Pushes through, not frustrated when he doesn't have it, and he's happy without it.
Wow.
Or.
Got a good outlook on life, this guy.
A guy who understands the energy of the world, like he's into zodiacs almost, and he knows how to manifest his goals and his future.
Damn.
Who you want, Fruits? Come on, Fruits.
I want two, but I'm gonna say one.
What?
Because I also like the sound of one.
You like the guy who pushes through and he's cool when he doesn't have it and he's just going to relax?
I mean, he sounds like an Air Force One person too, though, because I could see it. I could see it.
What you mean? A guy who pushes through and he's just not, he's just happy with accepting?
Yeah, because if you're wearing, if that's the whole vibe, then it's like what kind of guy would be happy if he don't got it? He sounds very content with nothing.
But I'm talking about a guy who manifests. A guy who will create a vision board
and
put it out in the universe.
Yeah, would you like? Have you ever done a vision board?
All ladies have done a vision board. Come on.
Not like in paper. I should do it on paper, but I do
you
it.
You didn't write.
I do it in my mind.
So what if you had a guy?
I did it on my boobs.
What if you?
I said.
That's what I thought. Let's get to the point. That's it.
Attract.
Let's go.
More money.
You paint
bitch.
The vision board on the
titties. Attract
titties.
More yes. money.
Come on, fruits.
Yeah.
Ah.
All right, I'm gonna go with one though.
No, you got to go with the other guy.
Yeah, you see, I'm fucking your shit up right now.
Yeah, you fucking my shit up.
Because I got the game now. I got it.
The game, yeah. The guy. So you just going to say the guy that you don't like?
No, but I also...
You don't like a guy that manifests?
I mean...
So you're going to pick the one that sounds good over the one you want. Why?
Sometimes it be like that, though.
Okay.
Let me
show her where she dies, dear. Show her where she dies, dear. Get my PS5
for free.
That's how you push through. That's how the fuck you push through.
Are you serious?
Through.
This guy was manifesting the PS5 for free. Come on. He put it in the universe.
Yeah.
And he's getting it.
Yeah, but I didn't pick
you chose the one.
You didn't get it.
Chose the other nigga.
I did.
So now y'all
the one
just,
that sounds good over the one.
Now
you
y'all sitting there watching a Roku stick. Because
yeah.
You don't got no PS5.
We ain't playing no video games.
Yeah.
Are you a gamer at all? Are you playing video games?
When I was younger, I was actually. I played like for hours.
Yeah. Yeah. What kind of systems did you have?
Oh my God. My favorite was N64.
Okay.
I was
so you
all
go
up in
back.
That.
Okay. Yeah,
I mean, this is hopefully not showing my age, but anyway.
Oh,
like,
no, it definitely is.
Or like,
Natalie, do you know what Nintendo 64 is?
It was a fucking
I know, but it was not. It was not so big when I was a kid. It was already.
It was already.
Yeah, it was already.
My parents had one. How about that?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, N64.
I don't have any kids.
VCRs
no,
when I was coming up.
Yeah.
There was an N64 near the VCR store.
Nah, man. Did you ever, I'm always curious this with girls. Did you ever beat the game? Did you ever beat any games?
Yes.
Okay.
Crash Bandicoot.
Crash Bandicoot's a good game.
That's a fucking good game. When you were a kid, that was the game.
Yeah.
Crash that was Bandicoot the game.
I was just always blown away because girls seem like, they were cool with like not like boys would cry over video games if they couldn't win.
Bro, so on PlayStation, right? The first one. I had Tomb Raider, the Lara Croft, right?
Okay.
And
okay.
I still to this day haven't beat it. But I think about that level with the piranhas every so often. I swear to God. And I don't know what it is. I was every time I'm like crawling against the wall, and there was a part that I had to be able to jump off to land, but the piranhas were right there, but I had to land and then you could see the character like slip like and then she's in the water like
yeah
kind of like starting a business in Cuba. It was hard.
Exactly.
How did you respond to that shit though, because girls don't cry over video games like
I mean
boys
I didn't cry
do.
But I was pissed because like once you fail right then you're like fuck I gotta do it all over
it again. Ruffled your feathers.
Yes.
It ruffled you said you was a bird.
It ruffled my feathers.
Little bird reference there.
Little bird reference.
Yes, exactly.
Why are you treating her like D from It's Always Sunny in Philly?
She's a bird.
Shut up, you stupid bird, bitch.
She's over there just making ostrich noises.
PlayStation. Listen, it fucking
Tomb
sucks.
Tomb Raider.
I know, I love Tomb Raider.
Yeah, I don't know. Have you? You've cried over video games?
No, not cried.
Never.
I've just been pissed off.
Pissed.
You never cried over
because
video games?
Because I beat the boss. I beat this left on the boss, but I'm also half dead, and he get me.
Yeah.
And I fucking lose by one hit. I hate those shit.
So
like the main boss.
Would you just like throw the controller or what?
Yeah, just throw it on the bed real quick. Take a break. Shake hands off. Get noodles and noodles and do it again.
Yeah. Man, I used to have to turn the game off.
What's wrong with you, nigga?
You got
temper problems.
No, yeah, I would go, but I'd be up there crying like a little
God
homo,
of War.
Like
I'm playing
sissy.
God of War 1 right now just to get ready for God of War Ragnarok.
Uh-huh.
This game is fucking strenuous, man. I'm like, this shit is complicated. The whole thing.
Yo, video games really did get
the whole
complicated,
game
though.
Is complicated.
Like, it's a whole new level now.
Yeah, once they started with those other buttons in the back, you know what I mean? It's
well, that was the N64 controller. We had that one in the back.
That's what I'm talking about.
Super Smash Brothers. But I like the games like Street Fighter, shit like that.
2D fight
games. You have to fight, yeah.
Yeah, like you know the moves or you just...
Not gonna lie, some of them I learned, but then a lot of it was like
you were button masher.
Trying to fuck
just
it up.
Mashing. That's girls button mash because it's cute when girls play games. I get it.
I mean, I also knew some moves, like some of the shit. But
some
wait,
moves.
Wait, who do who? All right,
you know
how to
do it?
Who you play with? Who you play with?
You know how to do the Hadouken?
I mean, right now I don't.
Not right now. But do you remember who you was playing with?
I liked a few of them, like the ice.
That's
Sub-Zero.
Mortal Kombat.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
That's not Street Fighter.
Street Fighter.
That's why I love girls
Wait,
video
wait,
games.
Hold on.
I got to
get my characters straight.
I know.
Was Ken in Street Fighter?
Ken was
in
Street
Fighter. Ken was, and Blanca.
Uh-huh.
Street Fighter.
Was Street Fighter. And I like Blanca a lot. And the guy with the long legs that would like That would.
That's Dal Sim. Yeah.
Yeah, him. I used him.
Yeah.
And who else? Which? What was that? The girl. I guess I used the girl, but she wasn't as good as like.
Dang.
Or what was the Chinese girl?
Chung Lee?
She was good, but I mean, I guess she wasn't my favorite. I'll say
Yeah.
Her button play is intricate.
Ladies don't fuck with.
Because her button play is intricate.
You got to know how to work Chung Lee.
Yeah, you got to know how to.
You got to work. You got to know how to work Chung Lee.
Make a woman do what you want.
But I think one of my favorites that I was just good with, I guess, was Dim. What is it?
Dalsim.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I used.
You got good with Dalsim?
Because you just keep niggas off you. You ain't get good. You got long legs.
Like, get the hell out of here.
People who were good with those people, like Dalsim.
I'm going to just stay on this side of the screen.
But that's more defense.
No, because you couldn't reach him from over there. But like people who were like good with Zangief, that was scary. That was scary. So Zangief was like the big Russian
USSR dude. Oh, yeah, he was hard to be good
because his moves required, like, you would have to rub around the entire directional pad, like a full 360, and then...
Do his thing.
And you'd have to do that in, like, midair.
Yeah, and then catch him. Zangief, the shit. I've got my ass whooped when online playing somebody who's playing Zangief. Like, damn, got my ass kicked.
Yeah,
no. I mean, I like those games. I like the games that are, like, more fighting. Like, what's this one? It had four characters. I think it was called Fighting Force.
Okay.
Have you heard of Fighting Force? Do you know? Do you remember that one at all?
I don't know.
It was
born?
A really
81?
It was an underrated game. Okay.
It was an underrated game.
It was two guys and two girls. PlayStation.
Okay.
And you had to fight through like you and
what was it called?
Fighting Force. So
could
two girls,
Force?
Two guys.
Was it on PlayStation?
It was on PlayStation 1.
Okay.
And you had to go through levels, but you had to fight your way through the different rounds and the rooms and the whatever, and then you get up to the master, and then you had to, and you had like a gun. Each character had their own weapon. So you know, there was like a real one big fat guy, one skinny guy, and then the two girls. I don't know, but it was really fun.
Streets of Rage.
Which is,
this one, I love this game, bro. This game was the coolest game.
Okay, I remember seeing this really around, but I never played
it. I played it a lot.
This is like Couples Retreat.
You know what's
Maybe we'll get the fuck out of here with
these
Couples
games,
Retreat.
I'm not going to lie. These games, they used to fuck with me mentally because that concept of I got to fight 30 niggas and then fight the regular guy. Like, this is not fair. Like, if you the boss... Just come and see me. come out to the front and see me. Don't make me fight four
a lot of games
levels
like that. You got to fight armies before you get to the main nigga. That's,
right. And then I just show up all league. I'm like, come on, let me give me a shot. Give me a real shot.
You know why they do that, right?
Why?
Because they give you so many enemies to fight, so you can figure out all your button play. So when you fight the boss, you could beat him better because you already, you done had practice.
Yeah, that's
they set you up because you're gonna lose. So how much have you learned whooping everybody else's ass that you could try to get onto the boss? I tell you, I love video games. Video games
are...
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
That's true.
How much
that's
have you learned? That's what the boss for. How much have you learned?
And every time you lose,
level?
Apparently you didn't learn shit.
Shit.
Wow. See how deep that is?
Now I see why my mom was mad. I was up there crying over this game. Like, you dumb motherfucker. You ain't learned nothing. Cut it off. Cut it off and go outside.
Yeah.
Go outside. That was...
Put on your Black Air Force Ones gloves.
Right.
Go.
So how many bosses you got to fail to beat before you got to put these on?
What you mean?
Before you put on Black Air Force Ones?
Oh, I put them on first thing in the morning.
Fuck you talking about?
Oh, so you guys own a pair?
Yes. Yeah.
You guys are the Black Air Force Ones?
I can't say I'm a Black Air
Force Ones. Well, here's the deal.
I don't wear mine.
Ours is also a little bit different because we haven't talked about this in a while that we are also Black Air Force sons. Like, both of our dads were in the Air Force. Both of our dads were like black dudes in the Air Force. You know what I mean? So it's just like,
Which,
should pilots be wearing their shoes? They probably should.
My dad don't. He wear dress shoes still.
Dress shoes?
Oh, not now. I don't know what he do now. He wear different shit now because he got another new flight job.
Yeah, it might be.
But it's not those.
Going into preaching now, you know what I mean? With shoes.
Nah, because when he was a pilot, he had to wear those shiny ass fucking shoes.
Come correct. Looking good.
Can you stop flirting with my father? What the fuck's wrong with you?
Excuse me. Hey, style.
All
right,
so Italian, Puerto Rican, Spanish. Yeah. Where are you at spiritually? Like, you go to church and all that kind of shit like that, or you do bruja? Is that what's called?
You pray to those candles that the Spanish people got?
No, but I saw them, in the dollar store. They'd be all there.
Yeah,
all of them. All
they
sorts
smell
of
good.
Pictures.
And that is weird. You could put yourself on a candle, which is like, I think that's fucked up.
I mean, I feel like that's what you do when you die, but I don't really want to. I don't want to summon that energy yet.
Look, she respects it. She's scared of it.
Yeah.
I don't want to summon that energy.
I mean, listen, I don't. You know what I'll say? I don't follow it per se, but I respect that others do. And I also have the mind to think that in this world, anything is possible.
Yep.
So why would I think, like, you do voodoo, you got to be over there. Like,
that's crazy.
I don't believe in it. I don't think it's going to come my way. But yeah. If in the realm of possibilities, it's a possibility, you ain't going to be next to me.
That's like, I mean, you got a sleeveless turtleneck on. Anything's possible.
That's what I mean.
I get it.
I mean, style is infinite.
Yeah, man. You got your shoulders out, but your neck covered. Something going on. See, anything's possible. Anything's fucking possible.
Anything's fucking possible.
I get it.
You can have your ass cheeks out, but your legs come
like, for you to be like, yo, I see it and I respect it, that just means the people that you see doing it, you kind of scared of a little bit. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, I don't want to find, I don't fuck around to find out. I don't do that.
No.
I paid attention in class. That motherfucker, you saw him?
Yeah.
That guy on the TikToks and whatever the fucks.
Fuck around to find out.
Yeah, the fuck around to find. Yo, when he brought out that chart and made mathematical sense. To me.
And the more you fuck around.
I said, wow.
The more you're going to find out.
The more you fuck around, the more you're going
to
find out. Yeah.
Everybody, and everybody doesn't always make sense if you, like, at least ask them a little follow-up question. That's why I was curious
with
the religious thing. Yeah. I want to do this video before we get out of here.
Oh, let me see.
Natalie, there's a video, the first video at the bottom of the game there. And this is just like when you look at, like, preachers in general. You ever seen a preacher where you kind of like, get the fuck.
Yeah.
All the time.
I know the good ones versus to get the fuck out of here.
All right, let me know what you think about this one here. This is a show, but this is back in the day, but this is so funny to me.
Let's go.
Here it seems like these kids are just regurgitating Bible verses.
Oh, this is back when Oprah used to be a shit show.
What it is that you are preaching.
So they're talking to preacher kids.
This student's an A student in the school.
Could you maybe give me a Bible verse?
Oh, that doesn't mean anything.
Interpret it or something?
Yeah, oh, wow. So they're challenging the little boy. He's a preacher.
And didn't tell us what it is you mean.
I'm biblically.
Mm-hmm. Look at young Oprah.
Could you, Duffy? Could you? In your own words.
These are all kid preachers.
But you know, preaching it.
Yeah, whatever you want
to
do.
Yeah, man. Get to it.
Well, there's a verse. You want him to preach?
Yeah.
Get up and preach.
Get up and preach.
Yeah, go ahead. Stand up right where you are if you want to. Go ahead.
Get going.
This man, he threw him under the bus.
The audience shouldn't be able to intimidate you into this. If you want to do it.
Right? Yeah, we can.
Oh, yeah.
Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this.
Keep going for Shane Gillis.
Oh, shit.
I'm that woman in the white turtleneck right there.
He just yelled out some shit his dad said to him.
Wait just a minute, please.
That's so funny.
People want to know what that means that you just
said. What did you just say?
In your own word, tell us what does that mean.
Oh, God.
You don't even know.
It means just what it says.
No.
Don't yell it to us. Tell us what that means. Well, I've never read the Bible, let's pretend, and I don't understand that type of language. Tell me how
what's that rhetoric, young man?
Well, why I'm screaming is the Bible definition of preaching is Isaiah 58:1. It says, cry aloud, spare not, lift up your voice like a trumpet.
Stay away from the Bible, Duffy.
Hey, heckling this kid. Hold on. Pause this for a second, Natalie. Pause this for a second. Like, okay, obviously this kid is fake, right? This kid is a fraud. But it is weird that there's a bunch of adults in here like,
nah,
prove it, little man.
Yeah,
that's mean.
Yeah, because people are afraid of it. They figure, like, let me intimidate a kid, so what if he is telling the truth? But let me scare him a little
bit. I don't know if I sense fear necessarily in these adults that are just, I think.
They being dickheads. Look at their faces.
They are, but which is crazy in and of itself. Like, why are you? I would have just got up and walked out. Like, what are we doing?
No, I would enjoy the rest of
Oprah,
the show.
This is what Oprah was all about in the 90s, bro.
I would have watched this whole program.
I mean, it's crazy.
He did
it's
it to crazy. Himself. Because he could have pulled the, I'm not just going to preach like that on command. That's not how this shit work. You know what I mean? But.
Nah, he did it.
This motherfucker.
Yeah. Can you imagine what it's like to be, well, first off, you know, he is only his age. And then secondly, you have all of this pressure from the freaking audience. I mean, yeah. What would you do, like, at that age? Like,
I know. That's weird that his parents even put him through that.
Yeah.
Like, that they even showed up.
It's so mean.
And it's a weird thing that Oprah was like, this is a great segment.
Yeah.
Get all these kids down the set.
That's pretty wild.
But this is brainwashing right at its finest, so...
Yeah.
Or unbrainwashing. I don't know, because the girls was asking questions. Like, all right, motherfucker, you right.
No, he's talking about the kids are brainwashed.
Kids get doctored.
No, but also, like, when the whole, like, questioning him, like, hey, tell me what this means. Like, actually, it's like, hey, think for yourself.
Yeah.
Like, what are you even doing? What are you even saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, I would have been that lady in the turtleneck in the audience.
With no sleeves.
With no sleeves. Like this. Tell me what this means.
Right.
I would have said the same shit.
I'd have had a whole different question. I'd be like, excuse me.
Okay.
How do you get him to do that? How do you get a kid to just preach? Like, I can't get my son to wear a tie. Like,
how do you just get him to wear a whole suit like that?
Right. My son
double-breasted with a vest.
My son is dumb.
Oprah, my son is a little special. Can you raise money?
Thought I'd try out my sea legs.
But you ain't got no leg, Lieutenant.
But you ain't got no leg, Lieutenant.
It's just like, how do you get a kid to do it? I'm blown away by kids who do kids bop. I'm blown away by kids who dance. Like, I was just talking about this the other day. I'm blown away by kid ninjas, man.
Kid ninjas.
What the hell is a kid ninja?
A ninja. But he's like 5 or 6 years old.
And they ninjin'?
Yeah.
You ain't never seen a kid do karate on the internet? Come on, you on
karate?
OnlyFans.
Okay.
No, I'm talking about ninjas. I'm talking about little kids with the mask on and all that.
And they whooping ass.
And they quiet. How do you teach a 5-year-old to be quiet?
Yeah.
Huh?
Pretty wild, bro.
How do you teach a 5-year-old, shh?
You hit him enough.
Yeah,
I mean,
right?
Honestly. Hit him enough with wooden
planks. Bring up young kung fu masters. Like, show them little kids that be whooping ass in China. That's what the fuck we talk about.
I also was looking for girl ninjas. If we can find a Chinese girl ninja.
Girl ninja.
Women be ninjas? I remember asking.
Be ninjas?
I asked that once at Black Ash. I thought I was fucking around because they was Asian. And I was like, this is my one chance to ask. I asked. Everybody laughed. I never got the answer to that question.
Can women be ninjas?
Absolutely.
Women can be anything. So, they know how to fight. Why not?
China's not really like progressive like that.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
Girl ninja right in the front.
Oh,
deadly
shit.
Female ninja. Wow.
That's Japan. Okay. Female ninjas.
Walking the path of the Kanapachuchi.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay. Got the. Shit.
That's like, this is the Foot Clan got a website.
Yeah. This do feel like the website for the Foot Clan. Are you being bothered by mangy ninja turtles in the.
The Ninja Turtles are alive in Japan.
Yeah.
No, but for real, I mean, like, this is what they're learning in Japan, and what the hell are we teaching our youth here?
TikTok dances.
Yeah.
TikTok.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
I can't get my kid to get to school on time because of TikTok. my kid go in the bathroom and hide on the toilet. But she just be on TikTok.
Yeah.
Be late to school every motherfucking day.
TikTok. That's what you want. Yeah. That's what you showed them. That's what you had.
Yeah. This was a fun episode, man.
It's a fun episode, man.
Let's get ready to get
good.
Out of here,
I didn't think
man.
It was going to be as fun, but you.
Yeah, because you fucking over there.
Who are you?
I knew. Yeah. That's why we had the wonderful Flutie come on.
Give
Thank
it up
you so
for
much
Fruit
for coming
Loops,
through.
Fruit Loops.
Yeah. One more time. Tell the people where they can find you if they're looking for you online.
In the sky.
All right, baby. Listen, first off, enough. It's over, okay?
You said you was a bird.
I
didn't say this shit.
Because I'm not trying to be a shark over a bird, okay? That's why. If I had to be one of the, I'm not being a shark over a bird, okay? Not over my.
Damn, shit just got real.
Come on, pterodactyl, talk your shit.
Luisa Ladevese, Luisa Ladevese.
Ladevese.
On Instagram, and then from there, there's like a link tree, and I don't have an OnlyFans yet. But
be on the lookout.
Look
all the new paints.
All the
wet
new paints.
Water-based paints.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
so
yes, yes. Projects
paint,
in the works.
And then follow her, because eventually you'll see her without the paint.
Without the paint.
Yeah, it's true. I post. I recycle content. You know how we do one.
She reused paints.
Yes.
I got to start doing that,
But painting your body?
Recycling content.
Oh, okay.
Paint your body.
Start painting
like,
your
if you need advice,
I'm getting in. I'm getting in good shape. I might start painting my body.
Oh, Christ.
You know, I'm going to be 40 in a couple weeks. So, you might do something different for your 40th birthday. I'm going to paint myself like an X-Man.
Yeah, you can.
Come in and do the podcast as Cyclops.
Cyclops.
And just paint a utility vest on. All right. This is a good one. Natalie, say goodbye to the people.
Bye, everyone. Listen to Gas Digital Now on YouTube.
Yes. Again, I'm so proud of you guys for
the
fucking show.
So on hilarious. The Gas Digital exclusive YouTube channel.
Absolutely. And if you're watching that on YouTube, but you're looking to get to those old episodes, you can please sign up at gasdigital.com. Use promo code NNFA for a 7-day free trial. You'll get access to all of the old episodes, season 1, season 2, as we only put 4 of them available up for free at a time.
Talk your shit, King.
Well, check those out and get all the other shows on the network, man. You can just use the 7-day free trial, download them all, and then delete it. I don't give a fuck.
Well, I don't give a fuck. Shit.
All right. Derek, say goodbye to the people, man.
Hey, you know I love y'all. Got to eat your vegetables, talk to God.
And I'm the God, so talk to me, all right? No need for apologies. Peace.
No need for apologies.